Female healers, practitioners of folk remedies and herbal medicine, hold a special place in the mythology of many cultures. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick reviews two new novels about extraordinary women in unusual situations. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. I listened to The Waters by Bonnie Jo Campbell for an Oprah Daily audio roundup and was delighted to find out that the narrator was actress Lily Taylor. Taylor's voice, both girlish and authoritative, could not be better matched to the story of a family of wise women from a Michigan swamp. The matriarch is herself, Hermine Zook, whose herbal remedies are relied on by the townspeople for everything from hemophilia to unwanted pregnancy, and much of the story is told from the perspective of her 12-year-old granddaughter, a mathematical genius named Donkey. She is in the process of absorbing her grandmother's wisdom when trigger-happy locals make a terrible mistake. Another hero of mine, Jane Smiley, is a big fan of Campbell and reviewed this book for the LA Times. Smiley wrote, "What I always enjoy in Campbell's work is her precise way of guiding a reader who may know nothing about Southern Michigan across the natural landscape so that it becomes visible and easy to imagine. She also doesn't hesitate to develop the individualities of each character, how they endure the lives they are given, how they get along and don't get along with others, whether or not they can actually connect to solve a problem. And then there is her underlying sense of humor." The Waters is a thought-provoking and readable exploration of eccentricity and of all different kinds of love. Familial love, romantic love, love of knowledge, love of animals, and love of one's own environment, even when it's a difficult place to live. We meet another medicine woman in The Love Elixir of Augusta Stern by Lydia Cohen Loigman. This is the rare romance involving a love triangle among 80-year-olds at a retirement community in Florida. One of them is a woman pharmacist named Augusta Stern, who learned her craft in the 1920s from two mentors, her widowed father and her great-aunt Esther, who came from Russia to help him out after her mother's death. Great-aunt Esther brings a trove of herbs, unguents, and mystical knowledge, and soon becomes a trusted healer in the community. Augusta's first love is the delivery boy who works in the pharmacy, Irving Rivkin, but the magic between them misfires in a complicated situation involving Jewish gangsters and one of Esther's love potions. Augusta never recovers from it, never marries, and devotes herself to her career until the sad day HR at the pharmaceutical company discovers she's been lying about her birth date. Off she goes to Boca Raton, where she's horrified to encounter none other than heartbreaker Irving Rivkin, now widowed. He's still totally crushed out on her, as is another guy from the neighborhood, Nathaniel Birnbaum, a cardiologist who married Augusta's best friend but now is also widowed. One of the wildest scenes in the book involves a brawl breaking out between these two fellows at the community pool party. As whimsical and sweet as this story may be, it's interesting to learn in the author's note that it's based on substantial research. Loigman studied up on the early 20th century pharmaceutical industry and the Jewish community in Brownsville, New York, during that period, including its gangster contingent, as well as Jewish folklore and mysticism. I thought there might be a bunch of books on casting spells with ordinary household herbs, but I guess she already knew how to mix up a love potion.
The books are The Waters by Bonnie Jo Campbell and The Love Elixir of Augusta Stern by Linda Cohen Loigman. You can find more information about these titles in our podcast at WIPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. You can find the books at your favorite local bookstore or online at bookshop.org. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.